Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Youth Unplugged, brought to you by the Bank of St. Lucia. That's all the bank you need. Today, I'm joined with a good friend of mine. People normally just call him Chaz. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what's your actual name?
You really want me to put the government name out
there? Yeah, I want to put the government name out there because I can't call you Chaz.
Why not?
That's everybody. I knew you.
All right, so it's a privilege to get this name right now. My name is Shazi Derivier.
Derivier. You know it was Desiree. I tried to pronounce it, you know, but Mr. Derivier.
Yeah.
All right.
Not there, so not.
Yeah. Derivier. All right, we can take that. All right, but hey, what? I ain't calling you that. Right. Let's just go with Shazi because no one knows.
Shazi, yeah. Loving that right now.
Okay. Big set of followers on Instagram. He's a national ambassador. A carnival ambassador.
Yes.
You know, you're doing a lot of things these days, but let's talk about who Mr. Derivier is. All right?
Well, I would like to think I'm a pretty simple guy.
Simple guy?
Yes, indeed. I mean, I work, I go work.
And of course, you work for yourself.
Yes, indeed. Back in 2019, that's probably after I left SMC, we went SMC together.
No, we didn't go to SMC together. Yes, you probably met me. I was probably in Form 5 when you were in Form 1.
We probably did 2 years together.
No, absolutely.
You're young, man.
I left SMC, I think, in 2015. So.
Yeah, so we did 2 years. Anyways, it's the case where I went straight into business. So I'm a registered business owner, Shazi's Music. Mm-hmm. It's the case where we offer services like sound rentals.
Yeah. That's a new one. Eh? Like you just slammed that one on me because. I don't know, you know, from just playing band, you're now doing PA as well, PA, so that's a fantastic thing as well.
Diversifying, for sure. And it's also the case where I want to branch out, not limiting myself solely to the music industry, but, you know, get into other fields as well. But, of course, we offer performing services, obviously. People know me.
And that's what you're known for.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so that started a few years ago. Let me not say it started a few years ago, but the popularity, or rather newfound love for steel pan amongst youth, I think I could say you pioneered that somewhat.
To an extent, I'd like to think so. Yes, it's the case where I did take plain steel pan a different direction compared to the, you know, the norm plain cabinet.
Traditional,
so,
yeah.
So it's the case where I'm part of the youth, obviously. I love my dancehall music. I love my soca, my Denise.
A little Afrobeat there.
That's my thing.
Yeah.
So to catch me listening to Calypso,
we're not necessarily gonna see that.
So in the case where playing steel pan is truly me expressing myself. So what better way to do rather than include the new school into the steel pan? So yeah, that is the direction I went, and obviously the youth latched onto it, and
of course you went along and did a thing for Shensia. Yeah, I could never forget that. You know, I could never forget that.
He
was obsessed. Literally, if you knew Chazi, you would know. Anytime Shensia posted something on Instagram, he was the first person to comment and post it in his story and that sort of thing.
And of course,
you got your break from your biggest crush ever.
Yes, indeed. That was truly mind blowing. Truly showed me how much love St. Lucia could put out there, because at the end of the day, it was truly a competition.
Again, St. Lucia's rallied behind you
for sure.
You know, you were already, let me say, popular.
I was at the starting phase of things.
You didn't have 10,000 followers yet.
I did not. Yeah. But you see, that truly skyrocketed my platforms here.
Okay, we'll take that. But here I was going with that. That's more recent.
Mm-hmm.
But where did Pan come from?
Oh, well, Pan goes way back. My dad has been in the steel pan industry for basically his entire life. So growing up, I was at all shows, you know. He has his own band, so I've been on gigs from inside my mom's.
Wow.
Yeah, my dad started teaching me steel pan at the age of 4, and it's been history from there. Yeah.
Okay, so from 4 years old, pan, no other instrument.
Yes, actually. It's the case where I dove into other instruments, say, from the Impalette onwards, so from the age of 8 forward. So I played drums. Fast forward to SMC, secondary school days. I went to school of music. Mm-hmm. I played trumpet, euphonium. I got into reading music and all that stuff.
So, okay, now you see, telling me things I never knew. All right. So again, I don't think that's not something you speak about too often, the fact that you actually attended the school of music. And every time I have a musician on, I tend to ask, do you think that that had a huge impact on you as a young musician? Because I think everybody watched the movie Drumline. You ever watched the movie Drumline of Nick Cannon? Nick Cannon was a talented musician, but he couldn't read music to save his life. And of course, because of that, he did not, well, he wasn't supposed, quote unquote, to excel. He didn't qualify. He couldn't qualify. But he was probably one of the best snare players.
Definitely.
You know, so it shows that it is important, of course, as much as you have a talent, to try to do something with the talent and try to get the academic backing.
I mean, why look into yourself and elevate? I mean, getting into school of music, I went to just the thought of, hey, I get to play music at a school now.
Right.
I had no intention. Now,
that's better than going to primary school and doing mathematics.
Yeah.
And doing general science.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I would think so as well.
So the case where I truly just went to play, and it's the case where I got so much knowledge. I mean, learning music, it isn't something that I do day to day as of right now, but in the event that I need to read music,
you
I
can
hold myself. I can do something.
But I can't read music. It is that, you know, DJs, we tend to call ourselves musicians.
But
are we really? We cannot read music. A lot of us can't. You know, probably somebody played an instrument and you could read a little something. You know, the only instrument I ever attempted to play was the drums, because my brother had a drum set. You understand? So the only thing I could play on drums, I could probably still do it today, is play calypso. I had a huge love for calypso.
I pay to see that.
You'd pay to see that. All right, so you know what I'll do? I will go home, right? I will take a video, I'll upload it to Instagram, and I'll tag you. You can share it for your 60-something thousand followers.
A collab post.
All right. So me and you, probably you'll play something on the pad.
Yeah, man.
And I will do something on the drum.
Yeah,
just come by the studio.
We're going to sure. In fact, we go into Calypso next Saturday.
Of course. All right. Now, we have to talk about that, because we're already 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour. And these days, you're doing a lot. All right. As I said earlier, Carnival Ambassador. Something new from the CPMC.
Indeed.
Yeah.
It actually started last year, I believe. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I wasn't aware of that. And I only recognized it this year.
Yeah.
Right? Because you were there.
So sweet.
Is it the voice of the youth? Can I say that? A lot of people follow you, and I saw the post from Event Solution, one of the pages on Instagram, and I'm like, hey, what really going on here? So tell me a little bit about that.
So being called to be one of the 2024 Lucian Carnival ambassadors, that was truly mind blowing. Honestly, I did not.
Somebody seen you. Somebody recognized.
That I did not see that coming whatsoever. So to imagine, I came from a performance. I just randomly got a call. Hey, would you like to be? Seeing it's like that. Truly made me realize how much work that is. That I'm actually been putting in, because you know, when doing your own stuff, you don't really stay.
You don't see.
Nah. And it truly is a place that I prayed to be at one point in life. But it's now that truly opened my eyes and made me realize like how much of an impact my work can actually do for the youth here in St. Lucia as well.
And it's doing a bit, because I'll tell you something. A lot of the time, the focus now has shifted from the traditional national events in the carnival season to a lot of the foreign events that you see. I mean, a lot of the stage shows, concerts, parties, but we don't go to the national events, which is a huge problem for me, because I attend almost every single national event except Panorama. I know that's your thing. We have to talk about Panorama as well. I haven't attended Panorama in years. The last time I think I attended Panorama was when it was in Boston.
That's a few years.
You understand? So that's the only one I normally don't attend. But I normally attend Calypso, Groovy, semifinals, and you know, probably go to a tent or two, and so forth. I mean, we have youth who are involved in these competitions.
Indeed.
So I don't see why, you know, they don't come. You understand?
Yeah. I'm not sure, as I can't pinpoint a reason why the youth isn't as engaged in attending the events. That is, I mean, with engagements, we have T-Blacks, literally.
Exactly.
We have Desrell the year before.
It
truly is the case where the narration of the competition is moving along. But with attendance, that is the issue. And hence,
The So we need to do some work with respect to that, because Saturday, I need to see the Saab field.
For sure.
You understand? Field, because again, earlier on, I spoke about Bronx Matter and how they go
They're
to all
good
the
each.
events
Yeah.
and so forth to sing their music,
Yeah.
right? So sometimes people hear the songs over there, but hey, come and say it at the national event. Come and support our
Our
youth.
local
At,
artists,
yeah,
yeah.
because trust me, crowd support is a huge thing again
Yes,
in
and
part of the criteria for Power
for
Soca.
sure. And also, it truly is an experience to hear the song live
Live.
and hear the artist perform. Crowd engagements, that is a whole other
Watch
experience
me.
compared to listening online.
I'm telling you, and last year, brother, I'm in the party. I'm at Soca Mona. Can you balance on one side? I'm on one side.
Bro,
You
we
understand?
are on one side
I'm going
going
on the
on.
next side, you know.
Yeah,
Watch
man.
me. And I remember going to Soca Mona again as a child in Marshall. That's time people like Kakal and Manchus and they're mashing up Soca Mona.
In
And
their prime,
every
Brian,
single,
yeah.
watch me, run, watch me, Labu, you know. I could, my mother dressing me up in my freshest set of clothes. I'm to go to Soca Mona. By the time I get home, the shoes, the white shoes that I have, or grass and mud alone that I have on it, you know. And I could remember going to those shows. So I
Yeah,
still make an effort to go
to
to
do
them,
so,
you
yeah.
understand? Because I'm from Entrepot, Marshall is right there. We're just walking down the road to go
Walking
to
out,
that,
yeah.
you know. Now it's changed, but still, we had to make an effort to go to them.
And that is one of the main roles for the Lucian ambassadors, the Lucian Carnival ambassadors, to truly show the people what it is to truly experience these shows and show them
Right.
that, yeah,
And
it's an
you're a bit of a content creator as well. You
indeed.
know, I can't make a reel to save my life.
Oh
Yes, I don't
boy,
want TikTok. You
yeah.
understand? But that's your thing.
Yes, I'd like to think it's just, you know, a little side, a little.
No, but you're a content creator, bro. Come on. I mean, every single time you record a video with your pan, that is content creation,
Indeed,
right? You
yes.
still have to mix the audio and put that into the video and all that. Because you know there's a mic connected to it. It's not just
Boy, that
again, and given you put out quality.
quality,
quality.
always.
He's always speaking like quality. You understand?
Quality, yes.
And so you have to put out quality
For
content.
sure.
And you've been doing it.
Oh well, firstly, thank you for that. It is something, it isn't something that just came overnight. I've been making content from, see, 2017. So I mean, if you scroll all the
Oh
way
no, it
down,
wasn't good.
yeah,
Yeah,
if you scroll,
it's gotten better.
bro, I used to shoot on a BlackBerry at one point in time, and I'm going back to the videos, you can barely see my face. It's pixels, like, and going back all these years, imagine I used to record on softwares like Audacity. Bro, like that's to show you how far.
that's beginner stuff.
Yes,
and I
that's
mean I feel the same way, because even if playing music, we're in 2024 now. It's 14 years since I've been playing music, and sometimes I feel like I didn't get to the heights that I was supposed to get, probably because I focused on things like academia and probably a career in things related to my schooling. But 14 years, and I remember playing music in 2010 when I first started playing music and with your DJ. I had a Compaq. The first computer I ever had was a Compaq. I got that as a gift from Common Entrance.
All right.
And probably like 2 years later, I got a MacBook, and I never stopped playing music. So it's
Oh.
14 years that I've been playing
Play
music,
music.
and you could see the progression,
Yeah.
natural progression, of course,
For
starting
sure.
off with a Chrono laptop. You get a
Yeah.
MacBook, right? The equipment is not too good. The skill, of
Yeah.
course, is not too good, and you continue to
But
hone it
you're
and
at
grow
the
it.
end of the day, you're doing it,
You
and
see it.
that is
You see it.
truly boosting your skills.
And of course, it's the same. I'm saying all that to just give you some flowers again, because probably in your days playing pan at SMC, I wouldn't say you were trash. That's a bad
Nah,
but
nah,
you were not as good. I
nah.
mean,
Am
right?
I? And even performing wise, SMC
Exactly.
truly did give me the platform
So,
to engage with a crowd like that
yeah,
live.
yeah.
Like
I'm
before,
saying.
it was like, you
Now
know,
these days
limited.
I see you dancing, you're moving your
Yeah,
hand,
I
and
don't have to watch the pan. I'm just
you're just
performing.
performing, you know. And of course, I've seen you a few times because we constantly cross paths. If I don't cross paths with Chazzy once a month in a hotel or an event,
Somewhere.
that's it's probably not a good month. You
Wow.
understand? But
For sure,
almost
for
every
sure.
single month we meet.
Somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere. You understand?
Yeah.
I think that the same people like to book us.
Well, like you said, quality.
Quality.
The people like
Quality.
quality.
Yeah, I guess I'm guessing that's exactly what it is.
For
But
sure.
a little bit about your performances. Let's talk about that for a second.
All right, so this is something people don't know. It's the case when I'm being booked, people tend to ask me like, what am I going to play? Like, you know, like some DJs actually go to a fete with a playlist. Like, Not saying it's
Some,
bad. Some,
but we don't. We
some.
probably you put one or two songs that you
Yeah,
really
like you
want.
really want there.
Like for example, it's Carnival time,
Yeah,
right?
for sure. Like you know, you have to.
Bro, there is no way I could go to a carnival party right now if I have to play,
Uh-huh.
and probably not play "Tack Back My Kiss."
Ah.
You know, that's probably one of the best songs. I will not go into a party and not play "Just Your Turn" by Ricky T, because that's some of the most played
Yeah,
songs
for
right
sure.
now. So you probably just swing that in there, but generally.
Yeah, so back to what I was saying is people don't truly understand that I am DJing whilst performing.
Yes, you are.
I basically go in based off the crowd's energy. I'm truly feeling my audience and projecting exactly. I'm simply reciprocating, yeah.
And I agree with that
For
because,
sure.
not because you're using Serato, I
Yeah.
mean,
I'm a DJ. I'm a
it's
DJ,
not just that, but I think it's important because don't tell me you're coming to a party with probably four R&B songs
man.
to play, or probably five R&B songs, and you realize nobody's moving to the
Nobody.
R&B. Will you continue playing R&B? As a
Nah.
performer, it's important to
Read the room,
read
yes,
the
for
room.
sure.
Yes, and probably you're playing on the radio. It's not very easy
I
to do
mean,
that
nah, you
because
can.
it's really up to you now as a DJ.
It's true, you.
Understand? But
But
live, it's a completely.
live and in Saint Lucia.
Oh no! You need to add
Oh,
that part. You need to
Saint
add that
Lucia.
part. Again, as a young performer,
Yeah.
it's very difficult to get a response from a crowd
Indeed.
in St. Lucia, and I received a lot of backlash over the years. I mean, I remember 16 or 17 years old playing, but if you pick up a mic to talk at 17 years old, how many people do you really think are going to be moving?
Yeah, I didn't know that high pitch,
Right,
the high pitch
my
voice.
voice was probably terrible back then, and now I have much more control of my voice. I mean, after working on the radio for the past 9 years, you understand, you good again.
For sure.
That natural progression.
Now, I still feel the same at certain performances. You know, it's not the case where each performance is my. I may have one or two
So
of
that's
bad.
off.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, at the end of the day, it truly is a learning experience for us all at the end.
Of course. So, what would be your ideal gig, ideal performance?
Ideal performance.
What performance, or rather, what gig would you take? Like you just picking that one up. Like no questions about you. You're just gonna pick that.
I would like to say anything live, like anything stage performance wise.
Big
You know,
stage
called
crowd,
big stage crowd for sure.
1,500, 2,000
Because
people
I'd like to say I put way more creativity,
behind that.
for sure, the entire thought process for say if I have a live band with me, it now goes into arranging my music for so yeah, big stage performances are truly to die for. Just the love from the crowd, you being responsible for how an event is going is, I don't think people, normal people, don't understand such a feeling. But
Okay, now
yeah.
you're speaking about a big crowd, right? Speaking of big crowds, we have Panorama coming up on Sunday.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, we are. I guess that's probably why you like big crowds, because you started performing in front of hundreds or even thousands in Panorama.
Yes. So I actually started performing for Panorama, geez, what year? 2008? Or yeah, probably somewhere around there. It's been a while. I
Part
like
of one man.
I've always played with Kurt Barono Steel Orchestra. I mean, that was again back to my dad and having bands and all that. Yeah,
Okay.
my dad, it was somewhat the foundation of Kurt Barono. So yeah, I've
Okay.
always been playing with them, yeah.
Okay. So Panorama on Sunday. What can we expect? Are you going to be playing on Sunday?
Yes, actually, I surprised a lot of people with
You played this year?
that. I
Did
am,
you play last year?
I did not.
Did you
I
play it this year?
am playing this
Okay. And
year.
here's my obvious question. Why?
Why? Honestly, it is something that I did put aside for a while,
Okay.
Panorama, but it's the case where I let it go for too long. I had to truly ignite that spark I had once before and just go for it. It was the case where at carnival season, you know, we had event to event to event. We don't sleep. It's just back to back to back. And it's the case where, say, I end the performance at 10 p.m., straight to the pan shed, end at who knows 2 a.m., and I have a performance in the
Morning,
morning.
yeah.
So yeah, it truly is a lot. But this year, I said, you know what? No more excuses. I
You gotta
just
try
need it
something.
for sure. And of course, I have the song. I'm ready. I am fully confident for the competition on Sunday.
Okay, so not to ask, or rather, not for you to give away too much, but what can we expect from Kurt Barono?
Ah, well, They're definitely coming to defend the title for
Yeah,
sure.
I
Definitely.
know that. I know that. And of course, I saw a few snaps, was it a Snapchat or Instagram of you, you know, knocking the pan, telling me for that, stop that.
No,
I was like, just stop, just stop, just stop that. There you go. Let's go back.
yeah,
You know?
but again, it truly is the case where I believe that all bands are bringing the vibes and all bands are truly coming to bring the A game and compete for that trophy at the end of the day. Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, I love to hear that. So we're going to Panorama on Sunday. Give me some information about Panorama.
All right, so
kickoff time.
I believe it's 8 p.m. and that's happening down at the Saab VG. I believe there are six bands. Yeah. There's Pantai, Sports Barbuno, Fantastic, Labri, Soufrézé, and I can't truly recall it all, but yes.
Yeah, I'll take your word for it. All
Yes.
right, I'll take your word. Again,
But
I'm not gonna say I'm not a fan of Pan. I actually like Pan,
Yes.
but I actually something about Panorama actually just stopped going, and I don't know
Khaled,
why.
this year is the
So
year
you're telling me
to
it's to come on Sunday?
this is the year to break
It is,
the
yeah.
Yes, this is the year for you. I am looking for you once on stage. I'm looking for you
All right. Well, you know
specifically.
what? Since you're a carnival ambassador, I know you have tickets this Sunday.
Yes,
Yes,
indeed.
can we give away a ticket or two?
Yes, I've been giving away tickets for all national
Okay, so
events,
I'm
if
gonna
you
do
haven't
it. I'm
noticed.
gonna do it here today on Youth of Plug. Guys, we have a ticket for Panorama, right? We have a ticket
Yeah,
for
for sure, for
Panorama. We're
sure.
gonna give it away on our platform. First person to respond on our platform, you're going to Panorama on Sunday. Compliments, Mr. Shaz.
Yeah.
Who wants to go to Panorama on Sunday? We're gonna send you to Panorama. Compliments, Chaz. Thank you so much. We're gonna do that by the end of the interview. Chaz, before you leave,
Yeah.
what's next for you? Do I see you owning, not owning, but continuing the legacy that your father has created
Most
at
definitely.
Barbado?
Honestly, Pan, I don't know what direction I could go, but I'm going all directions,
In all directions. Because
bro.
we
I'm
spoke about it. I mean, we spoke about the business and diversified, going into things
Yeah.
like EA and all of that.
Yes,
You understand?
indeed.
But
It's actually the case where I've been conceptualizing for a pan show. So, just as we have Euphoria, Afro came out of home this year, this Color Me Red, etc. What if we have a steel pan show? A jazz show. Yeah, so
We could see that. We could see
we could
that. I
expect
can see
that
that happening.
hopefully by year end, or who knows, next year Carnival, it may be a main stage event for sure.
Well, bro, we gotta 100% take that. I mean, I agree with you. If you think it's
Yeah.
possible, then we're doing it.
Yeah, for sure.
There's no way we're doing
Of course, and with investors like the man DJ Earthquake
Investors like myself. It might be
himself.
possible. It might
Yeah,
be
but
possible.
for sure, for
All right.
sure.
But thanks again so much for coming in. This is my first edition of Youth of Plug back from leave. I just had to take you. I feel like, you know, we need people to come to Panorama on Sunday. I see someone responded to the platform, so I'm gonna give you that ticket.
For sure.
Once again, thank you so much for popping in today.
Thank you for having
Best
me,
of luck
brother.
on Sunday.
Yes,
You know,
indeed.
normally when I interview someone, they normally win. Right? I say that. I say that every year.
You're the champ.
Yeah, I said that. I interviewed D-Blacks. I
And
interviewed
Boma.
Dejra, you won.
Yeah.
I interviewed Zed, she won. So this year I didn't do any interviews because off on leave.
Yeah.
But
And look at, I'm the
I'm doing
first
you.
one.
So hopefully.
So, well, thank you for
Yeah.
the
I'll tell you, good
Yeah,
luck.
man.
All
But
right.
once again, thank you for hosting me today, brother.
All
Yeah.
right. Guys, this has been another edition of Youth Unplugged brought to you by the Bank of St. Lucia. That's all the bank you need. Of course, we're gonna be back in next week, Thursday, God willing, with our Should I say Carnival edition of Youth Unplugged?
Yeah, I like to think
I
so,
say I would
yeah.
say Carnival edition of Youth Unplugged. Of course, gonna be on Saturday morning as well with Marine inside Jam Saturdays.